In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
So I have today prepared a bit of a kids' sermon, and kids, pay attention, because I'll be asking you some questions a little later on, but at first, we can just listen a little bit and learn a little bit about today's feast and what we are doing with this big font of water in the middle of the church. So kids and adults, when we bless things in church, what do we bless with? Think about the things we bless in church, right? In the summer, we bless fruit, maybe you remember that. And we bless flowers, maybe you remember that. Other times we bless candles or icons. We bless palm branches. Do you remember when we bless the palm branches? And the Easter baskets, we go downstairs and bless the Easter baskets. Maybe you remember that. You might even bless your house. How many of you kids here have a little brother or sister? Raise your hand. Do you have any little brother or sister? Yeah, most of you have a little brother or sister, unless you're the youngest. When they were born, guess what? Even when you were born, we blessed your brother or sister. We blessed you. We bless people too. We bless people when they're born, or before they go on a trip, or when they start Sunday school, or when they graduate, or when they get elected to parish council, or when if someone gets sick. We bless people in all different times. Now, when we do bless things or we do bless people, does any of you remember what we bless with? What do we bless with? We say a prayer, of course, and we might sing a song, and we might use incense or oil. And what else do we use most of the time to bless with? Do any of you kids know? Yes.
Holy water.
We use holy water. Exactly. We use water, and specifically holy water, like Riley said. Water that was sanctified and made holy in a special way right here in the church. Now, do any of you know the day when we make holy water? Anybody? Any guesses? I'll give you a hint. Look in the middle of the church. Yeah, Riley.
Is it today?
It's today. Absolutely. We are going to bless the holy water today right after liturgy. We bless the holy water at a feast called Epiphany or Theophany, the day when Jesus was baptized. Now, we celebrated that actually last Thursday on January 6th, but I was sick back then, so we waited until today to do the great blessing of water. You see, we do it on the day when Jesus was baptized because whatever Jesus touches becomes holy, and it's healed. So when Jesus enters the water, when he's baptized, if Jesus goes in water, then the water becomes holy. The water becomes holy. And you'll see when we bless the water later, we'll say prayers, and we'll sing a song, but we'll also put the cross in the water. We're going to take the cross in the water and put it in the water three times to remind us of Jesus being baptized, of Jesus touching the water. So when you see the cross go in the water later, when you see it go in the third time, at that point you know we have a new supply of holy water for the year. So watch for the cross going into the water three times to remind us of Jesus being baptized. Now, could we bless things without holy water? Is it possible to bless something without holy water? Sure. We already said we bless with words and with incense and with oil. We can bless without holy water, but I'm going to tell you a story about someone who wanted to be blessed without holy water, but God made him use the water anyway. This happened 2,800 years ago. Do you remember that? 2,800 years ago? No, neither do I. So it was a very long time ago, and it was a country called Syria, and there was a military general named Naaman. Naaman had a very painful skin disease called leprosy, which hurt and it itched really bad and left open sores on his skin. And Naaman went to a prophet of God named Elisha. Elisha, not Elijah, Elisha. And he went to this prophet of God to hopefully get healed so he didn't have this horrible disease on his skin anymore. And Naaman brought horses and he brought chariots and he brought servants with him. And he went to Elisha's house. And Naaman asks Elisha, please heal me of this disease. So Elisha sends a message out to Naaman, telling Naaman, go wash in the River Jordan seven times, and you will be healed. Now, guess what? Naaman gets mad. He doesn't like this answer. He gets furious. He says, why can't Elisha just say the word and let me be healed? Why can't he just call on God to bless me? Why can't he just wave his hand over me and be done with it? So Naaman bolts away in anger. So his servants catch up with him and they calm him down. And they say, Master, just give it a try. If a prophet says to do this, just do it. Give it a try. So reluctantly, Naaman goes to the River Jordan and he dips in seven times. And I bet you can guess what happened. Any guesses? Nina, what's your guess? He got healed. That's right. Nina guessed right. Naaman got healed. The holy waters of the Jordan heal him. God used water to heal Naaman. And when you think about it, God uses water as a means of grace so many times throughout history. God created life out of water. Do you kids know that your body is more than half water? It's actually about two-thirds water. And same thing with dogs and cats and goats and chickens. Everything is made out of water that's alive. Life needs water. Do you remember the story when Moses led Israel out of slavery from Pharaoh? What did he lead them through, Nina? The Red Sea. He led them through water. There was water on the right and water on the left. The Israelites were set free through water. Maybe you remember when Jesus healed the blind man. Jesus makes a bit of mud and puts it on the blind man's eyes, and he sends him to a pool and says, wash. And guess what? The blind man came back seeing. Could Jesus have done it without water? Sure, he could have. But did he? No, he chose to use water. God could have done all these different things a different way, but over and over, God chose water. And of course, Jesus, who is God incarnate himself, is baptized in water. And so today in the church, when we bless the holy water, we're going to take that water afterwards and we're going to have a procession. We're going to bless the whole church. The icons here, all the front doors, the side doors. We'll bless your Sunday school classroom. We're going to bless the kitchen. We're even going to bless the bathrooms. We're going to bless everything. And then most importantly, we're going to bless each and every one of you. And as a special treat, afterward, if you have a jar, you can bring some home with you. If you didn't bring a jar, you can get it next time you're in church. So you can bring the water home with you. And here's where I have some more questions for you. I want each of you to put on your thinking cap and think, what could you bless at home with this holy water? Kira, do you have any idea what you could bless at home with holy water? The cross. You can bless your cross at home. That's right. Jaden, do you have an idea? What could you bless at home?
Icon, if you have an icon.
If you have an icon at home, you could bless that. Yeah, Riley, what could you bless at home?
Could you bless your pets?
Your pets, absolutely. Something living would be a great thing to bless. Do you think Maisie has an idea? Is there something at home you like a lot?
I have a
cross. What did she say? She has a cross at home too, yeah. Any other ideas that, yes, Nina. Your bed. You spend one third of your life on your bed. We'll bless your bed. Yep. Is that Emma's got an idea? Yeah. The whole house. Absolutely. You can use your holy water to bless your whole house. Any other ideas? Yes, Zoe. Oh, your couch. Absolutely. You can bless your furniture. Yep. Timothy. Bless your room. That's right. Levi. Yes, absolutely. Yep. Oh, who else had? Oh, Anna. What else could you? Your car, right? That's right. So you can bless your car because you travel in your car. You want to be safe in your car. That's right. If you, yes. It's toys. You spend a lot of time playing. There are so many things in your house that you can bless. In the summertime, maybe you or your parents go out and you plant things like flowers and gardens. You can bless that. So you can keep this water throughout the whole year. And what is probably the most important things you can bless? your family, each other. That's right. You can use the holy water to bless each other. You can bless yourself with a little bit on your thumb, or you can bless other people in your family. That's right. So there's so many things that you can use the holy water for. You can bless things with words and with songs, but we also, God gives us a way to bless things with water, just like he's done throughout history. Amen.